Good morning, Chodesh Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Minyan Yigeres Ramban. With a lot of gratitude to our sponsor, Shmuel Esther Shaiowitz, and honor their parents and children. Please help yourself to coffee and to cookies. We gave the introduction to Yigeres Ramban. The Ramban wrote this letter to his son and offered the promise. Once he moved to Israel, was expelled from Spain, his son remained there. He offered the promise to his son and to anyone who would read this letter that life would be filled with blessing, Hashem would protect them. It means not to simply read the letter, it means to live the messages and the themes of the letter. And with that, let's begin. The Ramban begins this letter, this short letter to his son, but it's filled with inspiration, motivation. It really grounds and centers what matters most. And he starts simply by quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech taught, Shema b'ni musar avicha, v'al titosh toras imecha. Listen to the musar of your father, and do not abandon, do not deviate from the Torah of your mother. We'll have to come back in a moment to differentiating between what does it mean, the Musar of the father and the Torah of the mother. But even before we do, note our wonderful, beautiful, magnificent tradition and religion that elevates and provides, equalizes the Musar of the father and the Torah of the mother. That both of them play a role, both of them have an influence, both have something to say. And that to be a child who's in a growth mode, to be growth-oriented, means to be open, to be eager, to be listening to both of their distinct messages and to find the combination of the two, which is of critical importance. But Shlomo HaMelech began this pasuk from Mishlei Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, with the word Shema. And the Ramban is beginning his letter to his son and he says, Shema, the most important thing to do. This letter, which will radically transform and change your day, your week, your month, your life, begins with the word, listen. Listen. Shema. There is nothing greater than listening. L'matzasi guf tov mishtika. I didn't find anything better, nothing better or superior to listening. That's why, as they say, we have two ears and one mouth. We're meant to listen twice as much as we speak. A person grows and learns when they listen. We live in a world that's so eager to share, to post, to speak, to say, to communicate. But to simply shut it down and listen, absorb, and integrate, to listen, Shema. Rav Don Segel, the Mashgiach, in his commentary on Yigeres Ramban, points out that in the paragraph of Ava Rabba that we just said, we ask, right after Sechel Ubina, what do we ask for? Lishmoa. Before Lilmo de Lamed Lishmer Velasos Lakaim is called Divrei Salma Torah Secha, before I learn and teach and observe and do and fulfill all the words of your Torah, Lishmo, Hashem, give me the capacity, give me the strength, give me the discipline to be a listener. Let me live life as a listener. Let me listen to the people around me. Let me listen to nature. Let me listen to the messages of the universe. And most of all, let me listen to Hashem. Let me listen to His Torah. We're so busy with output, and when we have output, and we're trying to have input at the same time, what does that create? Static. Create static. Shut down and shut off the output, and just be a listener. Create an input, lishmoa. Lishmoa. Parshas Yisro, Vayishma Yisro, even if Yisro chronologically came after the Torah was given, the Torah nevertheless puts his arrival beforehand, because Yisro teaches Moshe. You can't listen to everyone. You're one man. You've got to delegate if you're going to be leaders who listen. Vayishma Yisro. He teaches us the art of listening. And Shmias HaOzen is one of the 48 ways that Torah is acquired. This is the time of Pirkei Avos. And the Sfiras HaOmer is the time of the Kinyanei HaTorah. Shmias HaOzen. To be a listener. You're never going to learn. You're never going to grow. You're never going to improve. You're never going to achieve if you don't know how to listen. There's a lot to say. And there's a lot to do. But there's also a lot to listen to. So the first word of Yigeres Ramban is to quote Shlomo HaMelech, who says to his son, Shema b'ni, listen, be a listener, lishmoa, even before. Rabbeinu Yonah writes this in Shari Tshuva, the third path that arouses, that awakens, she'orer es ha'adam l'tshuva, writes Rabbeinu Yonah, kasher yishma musar ha'chachamim ha'mochichim, yakshev v'yishma v'yachnea v'yachzer b'tshuva. When you become a listener, then you're capable of learning and of growing. But if you always have the answer, if you always have so much to say, if you always have a response, then you're never going to be a grow. To grow, you have to be a listener. So the first word is Shema. Shema b'ni. The first word of Yigeres Ramban. The Ramban is telling his son, be a listener. What does it mean, the word Shema? So we ordinarily translate the word Shema as, Shema means, hear. As in, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu. Hear, O Israel. Why O? I don't know what O. Hear, Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, Israel. Shema means to hear. But Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter always points out that in halacha, the word shema does not mean to hear. Shema means to understand. If the sound waves enter, but you don't comprehend, if you don't understand what you're hearing, then you're not really hearing. You can't hear what you don't understand. And this is true halacha lemaisa. It's true practically. We have a principle called shomea ka'ona. If you hear someone else say something, it's as if you said it. If you listen to someone else recite something you're obligated to say, it's as if you said it. We rely on shomea ka'ona, for example, kiddush. Barova Madras Melach, everyone doesn't make Kiddush for themselves. One person makes Kiddush and fulfills the obligation for all. So how do the passive listeners, who are simply standing by, how do they fulfill Kiddush? Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona, Kiddush only works if you understand what you're listening to. If you don't understand and you don't know what's being said, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Avadya and Chazon Avadya writes, if a Sfardi listens to an Ashkenazi's Kiddush, and doesn't understand this Havara, what in the world is this Ashkenazi Vuzvuz saying? Shabbos? Shabbat? What is Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Sephardi doesn't comprehend, doesn't understand, they're not Yotzei Kiddush. The inverse is also true. Some Hasidic Yid hears some Sephardi say Kiddush, says, what religion? I don't understand the word he's saying. He's not Yotzei Kiddush. Shema doesn't mean to listen, to hear. Shema means understand. It's a different level of listening. It's a listening of comprehension, a listening of transformation, a listening of understanding. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech, and that's how the Ramban is beginning his letter. Learn to be that kind of a listener. Not just, I'm doing 10 things and I have something playing in the background. Oh yeah, I heard. Maybe I'm describing somebody else, but there are people who are capable of, they're doing 10 things, and the person who's talking to them says, you don't hear anything I'm saying. And then what do? You repeat back verbatim. So, okay, fine, you can repeat the words, but you're not really listening. You're not really listening. There are multitaskers who could do a lot and then say, I heard exactly. You said this and that and the other and camp and the kid and tuition and the Shabbos meal, where should we go? I can repeat exactly what you said, but that doesn't make the other party feel heard. It doesn't make the other party feel listened to. Just because you could parrot, you could repeat the words that were said. That's not what Shema means. To be in growth-oriented mode, Rabbeinu Yonah's third path, the Shmias HaOzen of the 48 ways Torah is acquired, what Yisro taught us as the prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah, is not the ability to repeat words, it's Shema. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, and that's how Ramban is beginning his letter. The Ramban is beginning his letter, Shema Bini. Listen, listen, my son. So we didn't get past the first word today. There's a lot. That's why you see people say, why'd you choose a Geras Ramban? It'll be done in like 2 weeks. First of all, they've obviously never learned with me before. But we're going to go word by word. Shema. Then we've got to get next week to Bini. Why, when you make someone Bini, biologically, literally, figuratively, are they more inclined to listen? Next week we'll talk about Bini. Then Musar, Avicha. So far, nothing from the Ramban. He's just quoting Shlomo HaMelech, Mishlei, Perek Aleph. But slowly, slowly, we have a ways to go. I'll challenge you to think about what's the difference between Musar, Avicha, and Torah, Simecha. And why is the father, I would have thought the father gives Torah, and the mother gives Musar. Why is it a Musar of the father and the Torah of the mother? Mirza Shem will pick up next time. Chodesh Tov, we should hear Besoros Tovos, Yeshuas Venachamos.